Some people may associate Fort Stevenson State Park with fishing, but even though the park lies along the shores of Lake Sakakawea, just south of Garrison, there's much more to see and do here than fish. The park's named for an old military fort from the 1800s. The fort was established along the shore of the Missouri River in the 1860s and operated until the 1880s. The river's course has changed, however, so the actual site is now under Lake Sakakawea, a couple miles to the southwest of the park. Like most other state parks, Fort Stevenson has a visitor center, campgrounds, cabins, as well as picnic areas and playgrounds. And for those of you that have an urge to get out on the water, the park has two marinas. Fishing, of course, is popular on Lake Sakakawea, where anglers may catch a wide variety of fish, including salmon, walleye, northerns, catfish, and smallmouth bass. If exploring Lake Sakakawea shoreline is of interest, you could observe a seam of lignite or petrified wood. There's also a chance of seeing the globally threatened piping plover, a close relative of the killdeer. There are over 8 miles of hiking trails and explore the park. If you take Purple Coneflower Trail, you'll want to stop at the Interpretive Outlook, where you can look over the lake through a large scope. There's also a short Interpretive Trail and a short Arboretum Trail. Interesting plants in the park's plant checklist include Solomon Seal, Ball Cactus, Wild Bergamot, Buffalo Berry, Wild Plum, Catnip. There's also some native mixed grass prairie in the park. Expect to see Big and Little Bluestem, Blue Grama, Side Oats Grama, Needle and Thread, and depending on the season, Pasque Flower or Wild Beard Tongue, Purple Coneflower, Prairie Coneflower, and Dotted Gay Feather. Throughout the park, there's a good chance of observing mammals, such as deer or perhaps fox and coyote. There's also a wide variety of both game and non-game birds. And if by chance the mammals and the birds seem to be uncooperative, even if they are cooperative, be sure to visit the prairie dog town on the west side of the park. That's always good entertainment. So give some consideration to exploring Fort Stevenson State Park this summer. And as you prepare for the trip, it's probably best to take your fishing gear along. I'm Chuck Lehrer.